Good morning. Let's turn to Matthew 25:14. This is the parable of the talent. For it is just like a man about to go on a journey who called his own slave and entrusted his possession to him. And to one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, each according to his ability, and he went on his journeys. Immediately the one who has received the 5 talents went and traded with them and gained 5 more talents. In the same manner, the one who received 2 talents gained 2 more. But he who received the 1 talent went away and dug in the ground and hid his master money. Now after a long time, the master of those slaves came and settled account with them. And the one who had received the 5 talents came up and brought 5 more talents, saying to the Lord, Master, you entrust 5 talents to me. See, I have gained 5 more talents. His master said to him, well done, good and faithful slave. You were faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Enter into the joy of your master. The one who had received the 2 talents came up and said, Master, you entrust to me 2 talents. See, I have gained 2 more talents. His master said to him, well done, good and faithful slave. You were faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Enter into the joy of your master. And the one who has received the 1 talent came up and said, Master, I knew you to be a harsh, hard man, reaping where you did not sow, gathering where you scattered no seed. And I was afraid, and I went away and hid your talent in the ground. See, you have what is yours. But his master answered and said to him, you wicked, lazy slave, you know that I reap where I did not sow, and gather where I scattered no seed. Then you ought to have put my money into the bank, and on my arrival, I would have received my money back with interest. Therefore, take away the talent from him and give it to the one who has 10 talents. To everyone who has shall more be given, and he shall have an abundant. But from the one who does not have, even what he has have. What he does have shall be taken away. Let's bow our head and pray. Heavenly Father, we just come before you this early in the morning, and we just ask that your word speak to each one of us. And I really, Lord, just guide us through this message, Lord, and we come humbly before you. Thank you, and pray all this in Jesus' name. So this is a parable. Probably some of you already heard about, you know, the different talents. And this parable actually remind me of an idiom. You probably heard when the cat is away, the mice will play. And I remember years ago, I saw this documentary on children psychology thing, and they have this experiment on kids, and they give them a piece of biscuits or some candy, whatever, and put them in a room and tell the kids, you know, don't eat it. I will give it to you after, you know, I come back. And so the adult went out of the room, and they video the different kids and see their response. Some kids will be very, like, you know, sitting there, look at the biscuits, and like, okay. And really have the temptation. But some kid was like taking it bit by bit, eating a little bit away. And it's really cute seeing like the kids like doing that. And I guess, like, you know, this parable also, you know, drawing something very similar is that when Jesus is away, during this time when Jesus died and went to heaven, prepared the place for us, during this time until his second coming, he's using this parable to teach us as a disciple for Christ, what do you do during this time of waiting? Are we just sit and wait? Probably not, right, the answer. So here, Jesus is teaching his disciple what to do and what is the best attitude. A lot of people look at this parable with thinking, the parable is talking about how much you can earn for God, or looking at how much you can get back. You know, obviously, the one with 5 talents getting 5 talents, and you compare with the one with 1 talent, he get not getting any money back. The point is not how much you get it for God. The point here is the attitude that you hold for God. Why do I say that? Because if you look at the parable, if the point is about how much you can get for God, Jesus just only need to use the demonstration of five talents and one talent, the two different servants, how they react. But here, very clearly, that Jesus put in the parable, including a person who is only getting two talents, and the reward that he's getting is exactly the same as the one who have given five talents and did the same thing. Let's look at verse 6. Let's look at verse 21. His master said to him, "Well done, good and faithful slave. You are faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of the many things. Enter into the joy of the master." And if you look at the same comment was given to the faithful servant who only given two talents and who only earned two talents and not more than his ability. And God is saying that, you know, it's not how much you do, it's how much effort, the attitude that you take into heart. So here the parable show us like two type of possibility. One is that who is a good and faithful servant. The other one, he commented as the wicked and lazy servant. So let's look at, like, really zoom in and look at what the two different attitudes they hold. The first one, if we look at the attitude of the one who have given five talents, verse 16, immediately the servant go immediately and trade with them and gain five more talents. I think the first thing is really, if you look at the gospel, a lot of time, even in the writing of Paul, you will sense this urgency. Go and preach the gospel. Harvest is ready for you to go harvest. You see this urgency. And a lot of time our focus is like, okay, so it means that we go and spread the gospel, get people safe. It's more than that. I think the heart of God is seeing the life being transformed, seeing each one of his children living the fullness of God. I think this is the sense of urgency that God wants to impress upon us. It's not that they can go to heaven, because salvation doesn't mean that. It means that how you live out your life. Thinking about the prodigal son, the father waiting at the corner, waiting for the son to come back. And there's so much more the father wants to give to the son. So I think the servant here really appreciate the urgency of going out and go about the business, the kingdom business. And so here you see the word immediately. So even though that he know that we don't know when Jesus is coming back, but the faithful servant would take that into their heart and have that sense of urgency. The second thing that I can see with the good and faithful servant is he really appreciate what God had entrusted him. When you see the reply, when the master coming back, the two servants were saying, "Lord, you have entrusted me this talent, and I have put it into good use." And in comparison to the wicked servant, he have no mention about this entrustment. Really, if the things that it's not just money that God has blessed us with, God has blessed us with spiritual gifts, the talents that we have, and are we putting into good use? And these are the things that, how much we value the things that God given you. And obviously, the two servants, with the five talent and two talent, they value it, and they say to the Lord, "You entrust me, and I take good care of it." Now, if we look at what's the response of the wicked servant? Let's look at the excuse that he given to the master. He was saying that, "Master, I knew that you are a hard man, weeping where you did not sow and gather where you scatter no seed." I mean, on the surface, when you look at this, the excuse, why do I say excuse? Because he have a lot of time. He see the two other servants, how they go about the business. And he could have done the same thing, and he choose not to. All he did is hidden in the ground and let it sit and don't do anything about it. And obviously, in comparison, he does not care about the talent that God had given him. He's not taking responsibility of how much value this money is. talent itself, the word talent is very confusing. It's like, oh, is it talent? It's actually, it's a way of measure of money. And someone, you know, some study is saying that, you know, one talent is equal to 6,000 days of work of a common labors of wages. So if we converted it, say someone earning 5,000 a month, which is not very much, 6,000 day is about $1 million. So honestly, even the person who getting one talent is a lot of money being given to them. And he obviously have no appreciations of how much worth that's been given. A lot of time I talk to people and they will look at other people and say, oh, these are very spiritual people and so let them like pray and let them do all this thing for God, but I'm really nothing. A lot of time is that, are we fully appreciate what gift that God has given us? Do we really value who we are and what He's given us? And I, at the end, I think it's the attitude problems. Is, are we valuing what God has given us? And when we say this is an excuse, is that even the master can see through the lies. If we look at the response from the master, he say, if you know I'm such a harsh man, you could have put in the bank, which is very easy. You just go to a bank, deposit it, you come back with the interest. He didn't even bother to do that. And this is to show that this is just an excuse. And I think for us today, it's like a couple things. It's like, this morning, I would like to invite us to do an inventory check. I would want to say that, you know, when I prepared this message and I was thinking through the course of this week, we have different people sharing the message today. We have, Tuesday, we have Nay, Pastor Sam Kim, Pastor Salamat. When I look at each one of the sharing, it suddenly dawned on me is that all of them affirm one thing, is the identity that we are in Christ, that we are the holy priesthood. Not the Holy Spirit, we're the royal priesthood. We are the priests going, we are precious to God. We have the talents that have been given to God. And are we giving them in good use? Maybe this morning I invite you to do an inventory check. What talents God have given you to you? It could be, you know, material thing. This passage always been used for good stewardship, how we take care of God's money. But at the same time, examine our life. It's like, what are the gifting God have given us to? And no more escaping into giving ourselves excuse and not to put them in good use. One example that I've been thinking of is the Olympic. You know, always after the Olympic, there is this Olympic, mini Olympic, which doesn't get a lot of publicity, is the Olympic for disabled. I remember one interview that I saw on the TV, and it's this race of like, they actually on the wheel and they just go like a racing. And at the time, the first impression I have is like, this is not a race, they're just using the hand muscle, it's just going on. But the more I think about it, it's like, when these people, they lost their limbs, like the legs and all this, but they are not totally useless. They still have the hands, they have the muscles, and they go into a race. And if those are people with less fortunate can achieve these sort of things, what more can you do? So let's spend a little time this morning just like look into us and how much the blessing that God has given you and the gift that God has given you. And I just want to affirm you once again that royal priesthood, this identity, that holy nation that you represent to, and pray that, you know, we do live up to the calling God has given to each one of you.
Lord, you hold my world in the palm of your hand, and I am yours forever. Jesus, I believe in you. Jesus, I belong to you. You're the reason that I live, the reason that I sing with all I am. I walk with you wherever you go. Through tears and joy, I'll trust in you, and I will live in all of your ways and your promises forever. Jesus, I believe in you. Jesus, I belong to you. You're the reason that I live, the reason that I sing. Jesus, I believe in you. Jesus, I belong.
With you wherever you go, through tears and joy, I'll trust in you, and I will live in all of your ways and your promises forever. Jesus, I believe in you. Jesus, I belong to you. You're the reason that I live, the reason that I sing with all I am.
I'm worshiping. Thank you.
Father God, you know, this world is pale and bleak without you. You are the one who given us the reason to live. You are the one that will make our life colorful. You are the one that give us a purpose into what we are doing in our everyday. We're just not going by and surviving, but we are living life to the way that you call us to. Lord, as I know that this is a process and there are times, you know, when the master's away, we become so relaxed. And we just come before you, Lord, that give us a humble heart. You know, when reminder come in, like this is a message for reminder for myself too, and also for my brother and sister, Lord, that, you know, help us to have that, readjust that focus of that kingdom focus that you have for us, Lord. I know that some of us try hard to and hitting wall and keep banging into it. And Lord, I just ask that give us wisdom, give us way to find a way to minister to the people that's around us, Lord. You have placed each one of us in a different sphere of influence, be it in a school, be it in a marketplace and all this, Lord. You put us there, and I know that no matter how small that we might think we are, that you have so much greater talent that you have blessed each one of us. And Lord, we are just first of all ask that open our eyes to see how precious the blessing that you have given us, Lord. And we know that, you know, at the end, the gift that you gave us, you are the generous God. At the end, we see the message, the faithful servant actually getting the 10 talents. You don't hold anything back. You give us it all. And it's manifest in the cross, Lord. And I just pray that, Father, that we have that grateful heart carry with us all the time. And when advice come to us, we be open and ready to receive you. Forgive us that sometimes we are slow to act. Forgive us that that time that we kind of fall in, lapse us into that laziness. But I just pray that, Father, that we have that repentant heart always to come back to you, and always that we have the heart of your heart, Lord, to seeing the needs around us, seeing the people that you love, Lord, breathe into us life, Lord. Thank you, Father God. And I pray all this in Jesus' name. This morning, let us also lift up the house church gathering tonight, McCain House Church. Pray that, you know, really anoint the leaders, and pray that they have a wonderful time of fellowship, and help them, you know, that each one of them coming to the house should be built up by the leaders and also by God himself. So let's pray for the ministry over the weekend. Saturday, there is intercessor prayer, and this prayer team pray for our church, and I just for us too. We take pray our part, and we pray for that the intercessor really downloading from God and the message they have from the Lord for the church, and also pray to God to really move our heart too, because we are a praying church, we are the praying nations. So also pray for both, for ourselves and also for the intercessor team, that we keep our connection with God the whole time. Also pray for the Sunday service. And also for the healing ministry that just started a couple of weeks now. And just pray more miracle happening in SP, and we be the witness to see the joy of the Master. Also, don't forget about Noah's Ark as well. Also, this Sunday we have the SP auction. There's still a lot of work to be done. Really, pray for Monica and all the staff like Kenny, myself, Nay, and also Pastor Sam. Both Pastor Sam and like you know everyone's putting in effort, and still a lot of work to be done. So really pray that you know we can get it organized, and also praying that this is an event bringing us together, not so much. Well, we will raise some funds, but then at the end of the day, is this unity, it is this ownership that we have that for this church. So I really pray for people who come in for the auctions, they have a good time, and also, you know, a spirit together, working together for the good of the kingdom. Finally, let's also pray for the move, that we're really tight with the space and we've been coming every morning. And just let's keep contending and ask that God provisions for providing a place that you know more people can come and worship God together. And ministry could more place for the kids and for other ministry too. So let's lift it up to the Lord and ask God to really bless us with a place to move into. Dear Father and God, thank you so much for giving us this chance to come together and pray and just to connect with you and just have a good time refreshing before we start work. And I will lift up my brother and sister to you, Lord, and I just ask that you really bless them, take care of them, and I really lift them up to pray because I want them to have the same reward as you have been given to those good and faithful servants. They can really enjoy into the joy of the Master. So really, I lift them up to you and bless their work, bless their hand, and bless the people they come into, come to meet with, come to have impact on, and come to minister to. Thank you, Lord. We love you, and I'll pray all this in Jesus' name.